Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Hugh Algeo of the Noble Research Institute. We're talking about regenerative ranching in just a moment. The public wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University is second to none. And wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says they're constantly looking for varieties that will do more for the producer and more for the consumer.
We've got to keep the yield curve moving up, you know, no doubt about it. But at the same time, we have to keep quality first and foremost up front. Front and center, in fact. Never give quality a backseat to the yield. So I think we'll continue to do that. We're doing fine. But I'm taking this opportunity as we have some good yield and good quality in our genetics. Let's look at some other traits that might be of interest, not just to the producer, but to the consumer.
An example of what consumers might want? Antioxidants. And Dr. Carver says you may be able to get that by changing the color of the wheat kernel.
But now we have purple wheats, and we've always had purple wheats.
The wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, supported by your Wheat Checkoff and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers. Hugh Algeo is Director of Producer Relations for the Noble Research Institute. The Institute announced a little over a year ago a change in direction. Hugh tells us things are going well in this new emphasis on regenerative ranching.
Well, it's an exciting time for us there at Noble just for the fact that we are really beginning to focus on probably our what we consider our original mission of our founder, which is regenerate the soil, you rebuild the soil. And so with that focus, we've gone back and relooked at a lot of the things that we've been doing from a research perspective, from a consultation perspective, and begin to help shape form of what our future will look like.
You're actually, on an immediate basis, you're starting to try to put those practices in place on the operations, the farms that you own at Noble.
Yes, sir. That is one of the key outcomes that we had through the last 6-8 months is we organizationally went in there and looked at what are some of the key things that we needed to map out in order to make this transition. And that means us. You know, we've got about 13,500 acres that it affects. And so we were going in there putting in some infrastructure changes so that we can more effectively graze our livestock more regeneratively.
What does regenerative agriculture look like? As you've studied it, as you're starting to try to get your arms around it, what do you think it looks like?
Well, regenerative agriculture for us, and in particular, we're calling it regenerative ranching because we're really looking at the grazing lands in particular, is that we want to make sure that we're trying to rebuild the soils following the soil health principles so that our management practices are not just a set of practices that we're trying to deploy because they check a list. What we're really wanting to do is how do we use these management practices in alignment with these soil health principles that we understand are going to help rebuild soils.
When we think about the concept of soil health, that's been a fairly recent buzzword for agriculture. I know that Noble embraced that. This is kind of the next step, it sounds like.
If we begin to look at what the Soil Health Institute's been able to do, their focus has been centered around our croplands. Mm-hmm. Here at the Noble Research Institute, we're going to dedicate our efforts toward grazing lands. And with 650 million acres across the United States, there's a lot of grazing lands that we can address.
And if you're able to improve, I guess, the organic matter of those pasture lands, those grazing lands, it makes a difference, right?
Yes, sir. The organic matter in particular is the one that's one of those easier metrics that we can monitor. If we increase the organic matter, let's say 1% within our soils, that's 20,000 gallons of water, depending on your soil type, but plus or minus. And you begin to think about what that means. That's about 3/4 of an inch that actually soaks in per rainfall event. And then we begin to see how much water is actually leaves our property, and we begin to calculate what we could do with another inch or 2 inches or more. There'd be a lot less flooding that would be downstream.
Hugh Algeo with the Noble Research Institute. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes. And that figure you gave us was per acre.
Yes, sir, that is per acre, and that's one of the important parts. And so the key thing is we got to remember is we've got to get organic matter in the soil. Historically, and we're coming out of our winter pasture area, and we're talking about graze out. You know, typically as farmers and ranchers, we want to be efficient, so therefore we've probably grazed out their pastures. Mm-hmm. What we're looking at here is a new mindset. Begin to give back to the land. There are organisms within the soil that need probably half of the dry matter, the carbon, that's produced above ground as well as the part that's below ground. So we've got to begin to manage for the carbon that's going into the ground and by starting at the soil surface.
Hugh Algeo with the Noble Research Institute. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.